while we're discussing politics, some politicians live in a parallel universe. Either that or political correctness stops them from speaking the truth. I'm talking about Liberal Senator Scott Ryan, who's also the Special Minister of State. Scott Ryan says he doesn't think that cutting immigration would have a substantial impact on housing price pressure where it exists, which is within the 20-kilometre rings of Melbourne and Sydney primarily. So he doesn't think that cutting immigration would have a substantial impact on housing prices. Well, Scott Ryan might want to sit down with Dick Smith, because the entrepreneur and Australian businessman Dick Smith has been very vocal on this topic. And just by way of background, Dick Smith is historically a bit of a bleeding heart. He's the kind of guy who's taken up many issues from the left. So he's not a guy who steps out of central casting as a conservative or a Liberal Party supporter or a Pauline Hanson supporter for that matter. He certainly doesn't come across as a Pauline Hanson supporter. But Dick Smith has been saying for a while now, and he said it on this show and elsewhere, the main point that's driving our unaffordable housing is about 200,000 immigrants coming in a year. That's five jumbo loads a week that go out empty. All of our problems are from this unbelievable population increase. You can't drive in Sydney at the moment. The housing prices are enormous. So who do you believe, Dick Smith or Scott Ryan? The main point that's driving our unaffordable housing is about 200,000 immigrants come in a year. According to Dick Smith, that's five jumbo loads a week that go out empty. So Dick Smith sees a direct link between population growth and housing prices. And isn't it common sense that if you have more people looking for homes, there's going to be greater demand for property, and the greater demand, the higher the prices? Does Scott Ryan have some trouble understanding the laws of supply and demand? Or is it another case of political correctness getting in the way of common sense?